Today we're talking about five reasons the INFJ will shock you. One way or another, INFJs are an enigma. And for most people, this will actually turn into something that will shock them. Because either you have barely any contact with an INFJ, and so therefore you never know what the INFJ is all about, because we like to keep that hidden. We're not the kinds of people who love to share who we are with everybody that we meet. But if you get into contact with an INFJ and you get to know an INFJ deeper, one way or another, you're going to find out that there are so many ways the INFJ will just shock you and will turn out the way you never ever expected. So that's why we're going to go a little bit deeper today and talk about the five ways the INFJ will shock you. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp is just around the corner. We launch January 27th, so make sure you're on that waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. We also have a free masterclass here on YouTube January 27th, and check out the free poster that's new and updated just as the entire bootcamp. The poster is the five pillars on an INFJ epic life. You can download it now, and everything you need to know you can find in the links in the description. I can't wait to see so many of you in our upcoming bootcamp. Reason number one the INFJ will shock you is because you're going to find out that the INFJ had a plan all along. INFJs very often seem very aloof. We seem to, do things, just as we like and as we please and just in the spur of the moment. But the truth is, we very often have had a plan. It's just not that clearly defined, not even for us. But we still know so much more than we're actually expressing. So we know what a person's intentions are. We know how we're going to act if a person really crosses our boundaries. We always have a backup plan. We always know where we're going. We always have a trajectory, even if it's not a trajectory that, is getting us to where we want. Like, this is something we have to learn. This is what we learn in bootcamp. But even before we learn how to get ourselves on the right path, we always have a backup plan. We always have a plan from the beginning. We know where we're headed. If we don't have that plan, then something is missing. That doesn't mean that we know where we're going to go in life, but if you really ask yourself as an INFJ, okay, if this person acts this way, if they act out, do I know how I'm going to react? And in most cases, the answer is yes. So we act in a way that is forthcoming, that is kind, that is welcoming. But in the back of our minds, we're very strategic. We know how we're going to act if we have to protect ourselves. We don't want to do that, but we know what we would have to do if we're actually put in that situation. And this is something people completely miss, and they're totally shocked by it. So if people are nagging you and they think, oh, at some point that person is going to crack, they are not aware that the INFJ is actually saying to themselves, please don't continue nagging me, because then I would have to fight back and it's not gonna be a pretty sight. We don't wanna do that, but sometimes we're forced to do that. So that should just tell us and everybody else, we know what we're doing. We're being kind because we can. At the end of the day, we always have a backup plan and we always know how we're going to protect ourselves if somebody crosses us the wrong way. Number two, the INFJ is fiercely independent. So people have no idea how fiercely independent the INFJ is, because we very often attach ourselves to other people. We like to help others. And it is so much easier if somebody wants something from us, if somebody needs us, if somebody appreciates our input, that we stay connected with that person. And we really have to work on making sure that we put our own priorities first before, we go out of our way to help others when they ask for our help constantly. But if we don't do that, this is our go-to. Like, it's the easiest thing. Somebody wants something from us, we can help them. We go out of our way and do that for them because we can. It makes us feel valuable. It makes us feel needed. That's a human emotion that's totally normal and totally fine. But of course, we have to keep in mind that we prioritize our own trajectory first, because otherwise we're going to fall into this cycle of just, reacting to what other people want from us and completely forget what we want. But when it comes down to it, the INFJ is actually fiercely independent, because we can stop this whenever we want. That's the whole thing. That's why we help others so much, because we know this is not going to pull us away from where we want to be. We are not losing ourselves so easily in those situations. A lot of people don't have the ability to focus so much on other people because then they feel like they're losing their essence. We don't have that. If we have to, We can let people go just like that. And that's something people have no idea about. And it's something that always shocks them. We can be fiercely independent. If we have to, we can make it on our own. We've learned to be on our own, you know, since we were children, because we were different, because we had different interests. We have learned how to be okay with being by ourselves. So if it comes down to it, and we know that we're in a situation where people are taking advantage of us, we're going to say goodbye, and they're going to see how fiercely independent we are. And not only that, they will be that much more shocked because you as an INFJ are able to live out a level of independence they probably would have never been able to. Reason number three, the INFJ can be very distant if they need to. So this is not just a question of being independent. It's also about making decisions from a very rational standpoint. Yes, we can be emotional. Yes, we can get very touched when we see other people experiencing emotions, and we can be very empathetic. But in the end of the day, we are INFJs, meaning we are introverts, and our introvert functions are NINTI. So that means that we can make decisions out of that space. We can really let go of all of that emotional stuff and see what is rationally right, what would make sense to us, and what is just our internal logic. And you can't change that with just emotions. This is something a lot of INFJs struggle with because we feel like we're cold inside. And because of that, we don't deserve as much comfort as other people who have like this warm, you know, gushy part in them. And we, on the other hand, are like a cold stone. That's how often it feels to us. But we also have to look at it from another perspective. The fact that we can be so emotionally distant, the fact that we can make those rational decisions allows us to be kind in situations because it doesn't really threaten our emotional well-being. So on the one hand, people are going to be completely shocked once they understand how cold and distant we can be. But at the same time, you as an INFJ have to also embrace that and see that as a good thing and stop being afraid of that or hide that, because this in itself will allow you to be kind and strong at the same time. It's okay to shock other people. Just because you can make rational decisions when others can't doesn't mean that you're colder than them or that you deserve less love. Reason number four, once the INFJ makes a decision, they stick with it. So for us INFJs, we can be very forgiving. We can be very forthcoming. We can justify a lot of behavior that normally wouldn't have been acceptable because we have empathy with other people. But once we've gotten to a place where our internal logic makes a shift, because we start looking at a situation differently, we've had this moment of realization in which we recognize we cannot continue seeing a person from only this positive side. They have shown us over and over again that they're acting in this way, so we just cannot justify to ourselves to keep seeing that person from the same perspective. We really change our view on who that person is. We change our view on what that situation might bring us. So once we really gotten to a place where we know this is not a path I'm going to go down on, it's done. And this is something a lot of people don't understand. They completely get shocked by it because they try to have this back and forth with INFJs, how they have it with other people. So often you see people who have like these intense relationships where everybody's being negative towards the other one, and it doesn't seem like it gets better because none of that person really changes their perspective or changes how they see the other person. They still want to be connected and they need that connection in order to feel good about themselves. We as INFJs are really different in that aspect. Once we've gotten to a place where we know this isn't going to change, they act this way and I just cannot stand it, we really switch up. We switch up fiercely, and we switch up and we've made that decision and there's no going back. This is something that shocks a lot of people because they're not used to it. And so they try to interact with the INFJ on different levels. They try to be angry, they try to be kind, they try to connect with that old version of us. But that old version of us just doesn't exist. We've made up our mind, we've changed how we see the world, we change how we see that other person, and with that, we've also changed how we see ourselves in that world. So it's like we're a new version of ourselves, and that new version of ourselves just cannot connect with the person the way we used to. That version of ourselves is just in the past. We're somebody new, we've made that decision, and we can't go back even if we wanted to. Number five. The INFJ lets the other person know how much they've sacrificed for them. So this is something that shocks people every single time. And that's why INFJs learn with time that they shouldn't sacrifice so much for other people, because we do this with the best of our intentions. We dim our light. We want to show the other person how worthy they are, how great they are. But in those situations, specifically if this is somebody who has a very close connection to us psychologically, as in a friend, a family member, a romantic partner, there's always some kind of codependency there. Always. You always want to get validated for what you're doing for the other person, even if you don't believe it. It gets much easier once you start helping people in a healthy outlet. So for example, you share IDs on Instagram, or you write a book, or you work in an organization where it's very clear of who you are. You are a mentor, you're somebody who supports others. You really show what you're putting into it, what you're sacrificing, so to say. And there's always some kind of expectation that is just known. Maybe that expectation is just respect, as in, I help you, but I'm only helping you if you're showing me a certain amount of respect. Or it's a situation where it's really obvious that you're a mentor and somebody comes to you and says, please be my mentor, right? In those situations, everything is clear. But in those personal relationships, when we as INFJs just want to help out so much, and we know that the other person is only going to accept that if we make ourselves smaller, if we dim our light, we get into those situations that are not healthy at all, of us sacrificing so much for the other person and they have no idea. And at some moment, you will get resentful as an INFJ. It just happens because you keep giving and that person doesn't appreciate it, is not thankful. And, you know, at some point that bubble just bursts. And once the person sees who you've been all that time, who you've been hiding in order to make them comfortable, they're completely in shock. They feel horrible. They make up those stories in their minds of, you know, what a bad person you are, or whatever it is, because they have felt so safe around you, because they felt, oh, you're just like them, or you're much weaker than you actually are. They have no idea all of the strength that you actually carry and that you purposely gave to them to make them feel better. So this is just something that I encourage every one of you to keep in mind of, don't let the people in your life who are supposed to be on eye level, as in your best friend, your romantic partner, maybe somebody in your family, that is not supposed to be somebody that you're saving. They're not your project. They haven't actively asked for your help. And I really challenge you to ask yourself the following question. The person that you're helping so much in your closer surrounding, if you would go up to them and say, you know that our relationship isn't 50-50, right? You know that I'm putting 70% into it and you're getting 30% out. So you know that I'm giving more and, you know, you should be appreciative of it. Would they say, yes, this is true? I promise you, they won't. They're not aware of it, although we think it's totally obvious. So once you really tell them and show them what you've been hiding, what you have been sacrificing, it shocks people like nothing else. So the best way to deal with this and to avoid these situations is to find a healthy outlet for all of that energy you want to give others, where it's clear that you're the one who's helping them and they are actively searching, asking, and accepting your help. So everything is clear. And when you have this healthy outlet, you'll be able to make much better decisions when it comes to your personal life. This is also something we talk about in bootcamp a lot. It is part of our pillar 4 purpose, where we talk about creating a healthy outlet for our gifts while maintaining a healthy self-image. So I'm super excited to see many of you in our upcoming bootcamp. Remember, we launch really soon, January 27. We're going to have a free masterclass that day here on YouTube. Check out the free poster and sign up for the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.